podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. So happy you decided to join us. Before we jump in today, I'd like, first of all, if you're liking these podcasts, if you like this one or the 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast or High School Hoops or the Funnel Down Defense Podcast, if you like any of those, go over and check them out. Leave a 5-star review. We love sending them out to the world. It's one of my passions in the world is kind of share this game. But before we jump in, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. It's easy to set up. It's got great customer service, and they are always on the cutting edge of giving players and coaches what they need. And that's why I love them. They not only give stuff away, if you go over and look at Dr. Dish is always giving stuff away and sharing with the community. And that's why I want to share them with you. Mention Coach Unplugged, they'll give you $400 off. That's right, $400 off. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It's the one-stop shop for basketball coaches. 14-day free trial. No one else does that. No one else gets the cell phone number and the email for the runner. No one else is being run by a high school coach for a high school coach. This is what I do. This is what I do. I'm not running this other thing. I'm not a businessman. I'm a high school basketball coach trying to help you become a better basketball coach. And to be honest with you, I've done pretty well in my career, and I'd like to share that with other coaches. So go over and check it out. And let's head off to the podcast.
And you could tell we were a little sluggish today. I also think that our guys are we're a little nervous, a little tense, you know, for the scrimmage tomorrow. Kind of nervous.
Yeah, you know what I've noticed too? We had a really good week of practice. And then I noticed that we got, we were physically a little tired by Saturday.
Yep.
We were more mentally tired because of all the stuff I threw at him.
Yeah, and I threw a lot of stuff at him this week from run and jump press, 2-3 everything, 2-3 zone offense, quick hitter, 3 out of bounds plays.
And if my theory is I throw a lot at them, and then I figure, see, because we'll scrimmage on Wednesday, and then I figure I got a week to basically tweak it. So we'll just throw it all at them. Half of it will get thrown out, half of it we'll use. But yeah, the precision is not there at all, definitely for the scrimmage.
No, it's not. And yeah. So, like, a lot of things is that, you know, today some things like defensive positioning and stuff were off. And so, our big first couple weeks is really keying down on how well our defense is in execution defensively. So constantly.
How much time did you do on breakdowns?
What do you mean breakdowns?
Like, okay, so like I'm talking, this is where I struggle in the first week is, I'm trying to get a pencil. So how much you spend on like skill development, like bigs versus, you know, guard work or big work or shooting stuff or free throws?
I would say 30% to 40%, not 30% of my practice, 40, maybe 35%.
Right. Yeah, that's the way I –
if I look at my practice plan from tonight, if we're talking – are we talking anything that's –
I'm just talking anything that's skill-based, it's not team-based. It's hard. I try to get 15 minutes out of my 2-hour practice on some sort of skill base because it's so hard right now. I think it almost flips. I'm doing more skill base later in the season because we have all of our stuff in.
Yep.
It's so hard right now. Like, I don't feel like we're getting enough shots up. I don't feel like we're shooting enough free throws.
Yep.
I don't feel like my bigs are working on their stuff. I don't feel like my guards are working on their stuff. But you can't – I mean, I think you got to sacrifice this time of the season on that, hoping that they did in the fall.
Yeah.
Are you just going to scrimmage, or is it going to be like a game scrimmage where you actually do warm-ups and then play?
Yep, warm-ups and play.
So what are you going to do for your 15-minute warm-up?
We practice that today.
I know. I haven't even thought about that yet.
So here's what I do, okay? And this is where I decided, all right, so how can I make this the best I can? So I do a star passing / finishing drill, so it's both things happening at once. So you're getting multiple chest passes.
Yep, so you're passing and finishing close to the basket.
Yep. 3 minutes, 2 to 3 minutes of that.
Okay.
I'm a huge person on pivoting and pivoting. So we do partner pivoting, zigzag, and stretch what you need, because they're going to stretch before what they have in the game.
So could you put the passing, pivoting, and finishing all in the same drill?
You could. Okay,
let's see where you go. So how long are you in for that?
Well, that would be six total, because when the other group, there'll be one group doing the partner pivoting and zigzag and stretch what you need. The other one is doing partner shooting at the basket. So if you were to look at the half court lane, the half court lane, one and three are used for zigzags and pivoting and stretching.
Right.
And your one majority of that basket is used for shooting.
Ah, okay. So that's 8 minutes. We're at 8 minutes already.
Yep.
Okay.
2 to 3 minutes of 3v3 closeout to live, and then 5v5, and then layup, and that's 15 minutes. And I felt I still didn't have enough. It's awful.
Horrible. We're not even doing layups. I mean, there's no real reason to do layups. I want my guys to get shots up. It's 15 minutes. That 15 minutes is going to fly. I mean, I'm not even convincing. So here's what I would do. I would try to get rid of – how many you got on your team? See, I would get shots up. So I would try to put that pivoting – because zigzag doesn't really help you that much per se, probably. So I would try to get rid of the pivoting. I would try to condense passing, finishing, and pivoting all into one drill at some point, not tomorrow, but and make that maybe 2-3 minutes. And then I'd do some partner shooting, get some guys in the free throw line. I mean, I like that. I like the 3x3 and the 5x5, because that's what we do. I always like ending with a 5-on-5, because that's, you know, kind of leading in now that they don't let you go full court.
Yeah.
No one's going to go down anymore, I don't think. Right.
Right.
But I just think you used to be able to get more shots up, and you're going to get less shots up now, I think. And we're not even going to come out and do layups, I don't think. And if we do, we're going to, you know, we're going to run out and do something, and then it's done. I mean, because what does the layups really do for you, other than we're going to try to stretch and do all our dynamic warm-ups in the hallway beforehand?
See, the hardest thing with that is that, you know, I think – if you attend a bigger school, you got more space. Some of the schools that I go to, there's not much space to work with when we get to these facilities.
There's
no
hallway. There's nowhere you can go find.
I mean, it's going to take time to go find some of these hallways.
You have to scout out where. Seriously, I know. You know,
it's going to be awful. It's going to be awful. Yeah, I definitely think that when looking at this, I definitely got to find a place to get a couple more shots up.
Right, because the 3x3 and the 5x5, there's not much shooting in those two drills.
Hey, Coach, I hope you're enjoying the podcast. Make sure you subscribe and like. Those do mean a lot to us. The written reviews are really important. Two other things that you can do to help us out that doesn't cost you anything. First thing, you can go over and subscribe and like and join our YouTube channel, T-Tubes. You get updates all the time on that. You can also, if you do any sort of shopping on Amazon, you can click our Amazon link down below, www.ttubes.com/Amazon. Bookmark that. Anytime you do any shopping on Amazon, we get a small little commission, and it helps us with our hosting fees. And if you really, really, really want to help us out, you come over and join ttubes.com for coaches who want to get better, become a better basketball coach. You know, it's one of the reasons I got into this was to not only help my players, but to help other coaches. And like I said,
for nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
We ask our players to work on their craft. Are you working on your craft? Let me help you become a better basketball coach. All right, back to the podcast.
So that's seven of your – that's almost half of your time, is that? Which I think is – I mean, dude, I would leave it as half the time. I mean, that's what I'll do. Because the 3x3 can work on closeout. You can work on positioning.
Yep.
Work on attacking. You know, they're in and out fast. Boom, 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 boom.
Yep.
And the 5x5, you're working on your stuff. You're calling your offense. You're working on whatever you need to do. Because I don't really care if a coach sees it 2 minutes before we play.
No.
So then, because we throw everything at that point. I don't care. And then, but then there's not a lot of times for those shots in that. You know, even that 3 minutes, if you could extend that another, you know, you got 10 guys, shoot, five of them could be shooting, five could be rebounding.
Right.
You know what I mean? You can get a lot of shots up if your buddy's rebounding for you for a minute. You can get a sweat going. But
it would be maybe because I only have 10 guys, it might be better just for all of them to do the same thing at the same time and get it done quickly.
I just started thinking about this today when I was doing my practice plan, because I really hadn't thought about it, because I don't even know if we'll do it at the scrimmage.
What time do captains are reported?
I don't know. That's a good question too.
That was how I was thinking about normally, because I split my group up into two for shooting and whatever, something else to allow them to shoot.
Well, if it's your captains, it might be when you're doing the 3x3 or the 5x5, but whatever. Then you put 6 and 7 in, and when they get done, that's their rotation to get in.
I thought that
it'll be interesting if people keep. I think this can be a gold mine for people that think about it. There's a lot of coaches aren't going to think about this till week two.
Right.
Because they're going to come out, they're going to do the layups, they're going to do all that kind of stuff. And shoot, you do layups, that's two of your 15 minutes on layups. Layups before when you had 20.
Yeah.
Okay. You can let them get loose, blah, 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 crowd. We don't have time. We do not have time. We are coming out, we're going to work. Like,
right. You're so trying to think about
fourth grade.
Since we're talking about this, let me look here. Warm up begins at 15, okay?
Yep.
Enter the court, go directly to the positions. Officials conduct at 12 minutes. So at that 12-minute mark still, they're going to report to captains.
Okay.
So that's
– that's in your pivot passing situation, yeah.
And so I think that with my captains, I would have them skip that, because I want – those are my best shooters. They would skip that and rotate out.
Right.
Or have all of them do pivot passing and zigzags and go right into shooting and have this come into it.
With the 12 – yeah, when we do – because you don't want to do 3 minutes of passing finishing.
No, I have down here what I'm going to do. This brings up a good point. Is I'm going to do it this way then. This is strategic. Start passing and finishing, I'll go 2 minutes.
Yep.
Okay. Then the partner pivoting and zigzags, I'll go a solid 6 minutes. That'll still give me, and then maybe we'll go 7 minutes.
Right.
And maybe I'll end.
You're five. Dime. That easy. 6 minutes to do 3x3 and 5x5, though.
Yeah, and with that.
But it's really not 6 minutes, because they're going to start moving toward the bench before that too. So it's going to be.
Yeah, I know. So it's like
we're staying. I'm going to tell the boys too. We're staying on the court until they buzz. We're taking every minute of that 15. This is all because of the state tournament, and they don't have enough time between games, and they messed up the state.
Yeah, because I only got 10 guys. I could easily still be able to do everything together.
Right, it's a lot. I got 15.
But I do have some third – I might have some third half guys, though.
Right. So the third half guys are rebounders.
Yeah.
Swear to God. Unless you think they're going to play a lot, you're rebounded. How can I help, coach? Because we got to get reps in the 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I don't send one captain, too. I'm thinking about that, too. Maybe I won't send – I have a couple – maybe only send one guy up.
Do both captains have
– up. Who cares? That's a wasted time.
I don't even understand why they have to even report, especially with this now.
Right, because it's going to be a good 2 minutes of talking to the official.
Well.
Okay, sorry. Didn't mean to get you all worked up about it.
Well, it's a good point, because I was trying to figure it out tonight, and it's
– I want at least 6 minutes, if not 7 to 8 on the 3x3 and the 5x5.
You think Colin – how many minutes?
Well, I'm going 2 or 3 minutes. They're going to have a sweat going when they're doing the 5-on-5.
Right.
So, because we're going to run through all of our stuff, and they're not only going to be on offense, they're going to be on defense. So maybe we're working on our zone, maybe we're working, and we're just changing up, and then I'm subbing in 6, 7, 8. I am. See, you're a little different, though, because you don't have, because I got to sub in 6, 7, 8. So, I got my top 8 I'm subbing in, and I got the other 7. So I'm going to have to leave probably at least 6 minutes for 3x3 and 5x5.
I'm going to go 6 minutes.
Yeah, because that's enough for you if you only have 10. Now, if you got the third half guys, then you should put them in the bottom and let 6 and 7 rotate in, and then you might need a little bit more time.
Right.
That was the one thing on my list, because I did my practice plan.
How many quick hitters do you have in?
Zero.
Oh, thing. I feel better about myself because I've won.
Zero. We're working on our offense. We're working. Yeah. I have I have a secondary offense and kind of a third. I mean, I have like four different offenses, so I could go to one. I always feel like I could go to one to a quick hitter. And then I'm not going to show – if anybody scouts me, I'm not showing them my quick hitters or my out-of-bounds plays in my scrimmage. So it doesn't really matter. I probably won't run them anyway.
Yeah, all I have is one quick hitter right now, and then the rest, it's just –
Yeah, it's not – you can't do it. You just don't have time at this point to do it. I agree.
I wanted them to really focus on, you know, reading and being able to react against different types of because we run the swing. So, you know, if they're overplaying, we set a lot of screens away and we're curl cutting and weak side movement. Those things are so important. And then in our zone offense, you know, our guards are doing a lot of exchanging and movement too. And when I filmed, I thought the one thing that we did this year that was really beneficial is we had a JV varsity scrimmage for half the practice on Friday, and I filmed it and I watched some things. I was able to see some of the things. I'm like, wow.
Hey, coach, hope you enjoyed that. I would ask that you stop the car right now. You pull your credit card out and go and join teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Because what you're saying to yourself is, I want to get coaching from Coach Collins. I want to become a better basketball coach. I want to take it to the next level. And let me help you do that. Also, make sure you subscribe and like, leave a review. Those are important. You know, they allow us to get the word out about Coach Unplugged and High School Hoops. And also, if you're thinking about doing any shopping, click down below the Amazon link. Those, you know, every time you go shopping, we'll get a small little affiliate kickback, and it helps us with our hosting fees. All right. Talk to you soon. Hey, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. Make sure you subscribe and like. Leave a review. We love those 5-star reviews. We're going to leave a 1-star. You can skip to the next podcast. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better.
Sports Social Podcast Network.